Update time from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer Radio, KSRQ. The Arts Council is based in Warren, Minnesota, county seat of Marshall County. My guest today, her name is Michelle Royce. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm very good, and thank you for joining me. Now, I have a lot of questions, and I'll base these questions off of information given to me by Kristen Eggerling at the Arts Council. And we'll start off with something I find very interesting. She sent me a release which you produced, and it's from the Oxbow Louisville Foundation at Old Crossing in Red Lake Falls, Minnesota. Now, that's a mouthful. What is that, Michelle?
Louisville Foundation at Old Crossing has been around for just under 2 years, and it started based on 70 acres of land that was donated for the purpose, ultimately, of reconnecting communities with their own unique land and history through creative programming and arts and education and enterprise. And that, too, being a mouthful, is to say it's a group that exists in our own backyard that helps us rediscover where we live and all the good things about it, and to kind of communicate that, not only to remember the history of these wonderful places that surround us, but also to preserve them and or to teach about them and enjoy the fruits of the goodness they have and share it with the next generations. Individuals that meet monthly and work on programming that helps facilitate, like I said, arts, education, and enterprise.
Okay. It's an agency to help reflect and know history, basically, right?
Pardon me?
It's a history and reflection type agency for our area.
Yes.
Yes.
And then using arts and education and enterprise to facilitate that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, for those who are from the area and are paying attention, in August, mid to late August, there's an annual event called Chautauqua, and that's at Hewitt, Minnesota, Old Crossing State Park. And that, again, is coming up very soon. And tied to that, I believe, is something coming up with you, Michelle, and it's called Nature Journaling, The Joys of Nature Journaling. Let's start there. Define that for me. What is nature journaling?
Nature journaling is basically walking out your door with your eyes open and seeing what's there, taking pencil or paintbrush to hand to record, either in words and or in images, what you're seeing. And we know quite well, and educational research, I think, backs it up, that the closer we examine things, the better we remember them, the more we make connection to them. And I think maybe in this age of a lot of screen time, a lot of disconnect from nature, this is one really powerful way for all ages to rediscover that, to learn to look closely, to have the joys of making something memorable, keeping a journal in this way of places and times and events that happen.
I mentioned Chautauqua, again at Hewitt, and that's west of Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, Old Crossing Treaty State Park. Chautauqua is an event that highlights the French heritage and culture of the area in history, and the Oxbow's pre-Chautauqua art event will be kicking off on Thursday evening. That'll be on August 22nd and continuing on Friday, August 23rd. And you have a special presenter at that time. Who is that?
Yes, Sandra Muzzi, who is a naturalist and artist from the Twin Cities area, Bloomington, Minnesota. And she is coming up to give a presentation on art and nature on Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8 at the North Shelter at Old Crossing Treaty State Park, or Park, not State Park. And she will be bringing some of her work, inspiration, and have a chance for people for question and answer with people, as well as her presentation. She is originally from South Africa, so she has a very interesting transcontinental perspective and appreciation, because she does know two different worlds and kind of comes at it to help us see our own. There's something like seeing home, like going away from it, you know.
Sure.
So I guess it's a little bit of that that enters in.
And she's known on the international stage as a watercolor artist and naturalist. Again, Sandra Muzzy from Bloomington, Minnesota, will be involved. And again, that's the nature journaling going on. And you, Michelle, will also be involved in that too, won't you?
Yes, I will. I am also an artist. I live in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and I will be assisting her and learning the tricks of the trade, so to speak. I would like to continue carrying out things like this in the area myself, and so it's a chance for me to assist her, to learn from her, to facilitate what she is doing, and to build up a new interest and practice of the arts, interacting with our own region up here in the north, to bring that richness of life, mm-hmm. if you will, to the different ages in Minnesota, because there really is not really a limit. Children can enjoy it, and up into our senior years certainly still enjoy it.
Yes, indeed. And recapping again what's coming up, Sandra's presentation will be on Thursday evening. That's August 22nd. And as Michelle mentioned, that'll be in the North Shelter of Old Crossing Treaty Park near Hewitt. And that's from 6:30 until 8 p.m. The event is free and open to everyone. At that same location on Friday morning, August 23rd, from 10 o'clock in the morning until noon, Michelle and Sandra will be on hand for their presentation and supplying expertise for those involved. Now, you're accepting students into this two-day event. How do folks become involved in that?
Contact me, and I will have your name down as a pre-registrant and save your slot. I'd like to also mention that for children in the morning, it's school age to 14 in the morning from 10 till noon.
Okay.
Attention spans are a little shorter, so that session is a little shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And if a grandparent wanted to attend that with a grandchild or grandchildren or a parent with child, you know, that would totally be welcome as well. But in the afternoon, then the session will be geared for the adults. 15, we're counting students 15 and older into the adult age group, and that goes from 1 to 4.
Okay, the children from 10 till noon on Friday, August 23rd, and then the adults from 1 until 4 that afternoon. And space is limited to 20 students maximum, so if you're interested, the suggestion is contact Michelle as soon as you can. Pre-registration now for $10, and you can do so by what way, Michelle? How can they contact you?
They can contact me via my phone number, which would be for the organization 701-730-2928, or to email me at michelle.royce@, and then it's theoxbowaoc.com.
And Royce is spelled R-O-I-S-E. So again, that phone number is area code 701-730-2928, 701-730-2928. And if you would, Michelle, give that email address again.
Michelle.royce, and it's Michelle with two L's, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Dot R-O-I-S-E mm-hmm. at the Oxbow, theoxbowaoc.com.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and it's a great way to know history and express yourself at the same time. And Sandra Muzzy also has a website. Her website is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, Muzzy, M-U-Z-Z-Y, .com. Very simple. SandraMuzzy.com. And as we close things out here, Michelle, talk about the support you've received from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council.
Oh, thank you for that opportunity. Yes, this event is being sponsored in part by a grant from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council and the Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment. So we are very grateful for what we have, both in terms of the financial support to be able to have this event, as well as the logistical support and information about how to contact various media to help promote it, and just that knowing that moral support stands behind us. So, yeah, very grateful for that.
Very good. Nature Journaling, again, that event, a pre-Chautauqua event in the Red Lake Falls area, west of Red Lake Falls at Hewitt, Minnesota. And again, that's at the Old Crossing Treaty Park. Coming up on Thursday evening, August 23rd, and Friday morning and afternoon, August 23rd. And Michelle Royce and Sandra Muzzy will be heading up all those activities. And to register and find out more, give them a call. Michelle's number, 701-730-2928. 701-730-2928. And again, Michelle, that email is?
Michelle.Royce@theoxbowaoc.com.
All right, presented by the Oxbow Louisville Foundation at Old Crossing. Well, very good. Have we missed any bases here? We covered the whole thing?
I think so. We have, of course, the Oxbow is involved in other things, so we'll have an information kiosk at the Chautauqua. We
okay.
have a farmer's market, a trade tent, and we'll have a fundraising supper on Saturday evening at the Legion in Red Lake Falls. So those are a few other things, and if someone misses the event and wants to find out more information about it, I'll be at the tent, and I'll be able to answer questions, maybe even show some of the things that have been produced. We hope that people will be willing to share a little bit of that.
Very good. A great way to wind up your summer. Chautauqua and pre-Chautauqua
yes,
events.
Definitely.
Yes, definitely. You betcha.
Definitely. It's a great event.
Yep. Michelle Royce, thank you so very much for joining me. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll have good weather too, right?
Oh, no kidding.
Okay.
We've ordered that. We'll see what happens.
All right. Very All good.
Right.
Thanks again, Michelle.
Thank you, Ron.
Yep.
Have a good day.
You bet. Michelle Royce. And again, she's involved in that nature journaling at Old Crossing Treaty Park, west of Red Lake Falls at Hewitt. To find out more about the involvement, support, and activities of the Arts Council based in Warren, again, give them a call at area code 218-745-9111, 745-9111, area code 218. They're based in Warren. And their website, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, where they archive all of our chats on Pioneer 90.1. The update from the Arts Council every Tuesday at 3:05 on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1.